Ralphie May, you're here.
Hi, yes, I am.
It's been a long time. We've been waiting a long time.
I'm sorry.
You should be. One time you were going to come and I wasn't here, though. So I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, we were even on that one.
I got told I had to leave because I had a staph infection.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did you get that?
Fighter dudes. What was that one from? I've had it a bunch of times. Mostly from fighting, and then one time from stitches in the hospital.
Yeah, the time you had to leave the studio, I don't remember which one that was.
Because Will's a drama queen, that's why. My boss
staff is pretty, you know, serious, dude.
It's mellow.
I mean, no, it's
I've
not.
I've had it like seven times.
It kills people.
No, it kills me, not one time.
Because you're Australian.
That's probably what it is.
It's all that beer in there. It can't live in that.
There's no beer in there.
Whatever's in there.
Yeah.
It's too strong.
You can't. I've tried to water it down with beer. It only makes it grow, get bigger and angrier. So I don't do that anymore. But yeah, that's probably what it is.
Thank God for Australia then.
No doubt, man.
Well, I don't have staff right now, Ruffy.
Well, there you go. There you go. I had it once before. I got it out of the hospital.
Because that's where they have it.
Yeah, that's where
it is. Fucking filthy bastards.
And that's why it's called staff.
Yeah.
You know? And then everybody works there. Nursing staff, doctor staff, cleaning staff. Okay, it's all
so
staff.
So where do you live?
We have two places. We have one in the Hollywood Hills.
Are you a mega rich dude?
I'm not mega rich.
Pretty rich. Are you a millionaire?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, telling jokes.
You should be.
Telling jokes.
You're legitimate. You're up there.
I would put you in the
top five I've ever heard.
I'm fine.
When I listen to Raw Dog, because that's what I listen to.
It's so weird. Your cohort's Raw Dog.
Yeah, he is Raw Dog.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a channel. He is the Raw Dog.
That
channel never fucked itself without any lube or any rubber. It's just a radio show. He really fucked himself without any lube or rubber.
Hence Raw Dog.
Yeah. You got to take it like that. You got to go bareback it once in a while.
You were saying when we're playing a song that your wife is Jewish.
Yeah.
Check this out. Brad. Fuck the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Who said that?
That was him.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Dude, trust me.
We got Ralphie May's phone. Put that because we were saying we wanted to put
said
a fucking ring
tone. 1,000 times.
Check this out. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews.
That's a great ringtone.
Isn't it? Imagine if I put that in your phone before you went home and you didn't know.
That'd be awesome.
And then I called you. And you went to a restaurant with your wife. It would be funny.
I wouldn't answer it. I'd turn it up.
See, but you're the only guy. He's the only guy. No one else will do that.
Yeah. I know. Wait, this is LA.
Because you're a professional. You're a professional. Your humor level. It happens to me all the time from doing the radio show. My humor level is extra high because I get bored.
Yes.
So I always go too far constantly to test what is too far.
Exactly.
I jump off the ledge every day and then I go, oh, fuck, okay, maybe that was a little too bad.
Yeah, right.
Just because I'm like a shitty radio comedian. I'm like a shitty version of a comedian. I try to be funny all day.
Well,
you actually have the proper.
You're listening.
You know you're going to be funny.
You know, I mean, it's hard without a fifth caller, okay? You know, I mean, but people are listening to you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same thing. It's not the same. You don't have to have the same punchlines and stuff like that like we do in stand up, you know? I mean, your funny point can be, you know, 3 minutes long to get to the hilarious.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
I get you.
Where mine has got to be like, you know, 15, 20 seconds. But, like.
You still have that humor, though.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I mean, like, I got into trouble on Friday night. I went up at the Improv on Melrose, and it was a room mostly Latino and black. Mm. And I was saying, thank God we have Obama as president, because black folks, now you have to start tipping. You know, sorry, you had a good ride, 50 years of no tipping. It was a genius financial strategy, you know. And think of it, as a race, you must have saved trillions of dollars over the last 50 years. It's brilliant. There's Jews in West Hollywood mad as hell. Mad as a motherfucker, but they didn't get a chance.
Do you follow Ralphie May at all, Raw Dog?
I haven't seen him.
Do you know much of his material?
No, actually.
He's really funny, but I've noticed, because I listen to a bunch of your shit.
Yeah.
You're almost, to me, before I met you or saw you or anything, you came across to me as a little bit on the ghetto side.
Yeah.
So that you could, you could talk about blacks, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, any way you want.
Yeah.
And it's like you are one. I don't see you as a white guy. Because I only hear you. I don't see you. I'm Raw Dog. I hear Ralphie May. Ralphie May is just, I'm like, man, is this guy fucking half black or something? Because
yeah.
He is borderline, if he was a white guy, people would be kicking the shit out of him right now.
You know, I don't know why I get away with it, but I'll drop nigger all the time.
Yeah, you do N-bombs. And you put an R on it like an American,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, I do. And, you know, I don't think, I think they see that there's no really malice behind it. There's no real hate behind it. Yep. So if there's no real hate behind it, then it really doesn't have the weight.
Yep.
And the fact that, you know, my generation, I grew up listening to NWA, you know, Public Enemy, stuff like that, and, you know, that's what I listened to, and I wouldn't stop singing part of it, you know, because it said nigger in it. I mean, it's like, no, like, you know, like Notorious B.I.G., you know, like my nigger Pac from the barbershop, you know, I'm gonna sing along with them.
You're not allowed to sing along, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly, it's ridiculous, you know, I mean, and 85% of hip-hop is bought by white people, so I mean, what the fuck's the problem? Why is everybody hiding? I just think I'm more honest. That's what I really do. I think I'm more honest than everybody else.
I know. I think it might be okay now because you're Ralphie May and people know who you are. But is it before you became famous for being a comedian, your humor was still, you were still Ralphie.
Yeah.
Did you ever get in trouble for that? Because my radio show, I drop N-bombs every now and then too.
Yeah.
But I know it because I know everyone who listens to the show knows, they know I'm not a racist.
Right, right.
But I would have to watch it on the street trying to be funny with my N-bombs. I'm a white guy who's very pasty, covered in tattoos, with a shaved head. If you don't know me, and I'm at the fucking bus station going, yeah, fucking N-bomb that, motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? People are like, is this guy trying to get killed, or is he a funny guy and he thinks
it's
everybody
also the way you handle it. You know, I do it, and I've got to stop saying it around my kids because I can't.
Around your little kid?
No, my wife makes me not do it. Okay,
you don't call them little niggas.
No. I have once or twice been mad enough to go, you fucking niggas, I swear to God, if you don't leave me alone, I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking kill these fucking kids. Alright? And man, they earned it. Alright? They tortured me. They're 3 and 18 months, and I had them for the whole weekend by myself, and I just fucking lost it.
Yeah,
okay?
For one weekend,
I couldn't keep it together. Alright? They poured the water out of the bath, okay? No. I slipped and fell, and then they were laughing at me falling and busting my ass. I had to make sure I didn't break anything. All right. And I'm like, and my wife's calling me, and they're in the bathroom right there. I can see them. All right. But I'm telling her, I'm like, these little niggas, don't stop fucking with me. I swear to God, I'm going to kill every fucking one of them. Right? And my wife's like, will you calm the fuck down? And hey, you quit calling your own children niggas. They're not, they're Jews. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, these little Jews are busting my fucking balls. Yeah, okay.
They're about to be Lenny Kravitz.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, I get into a lot of drama. You know, I mean, you know,
Raw Dog, you're a Jewish guy. Do you find Ralphie May racist right now by calling his children?
Once again, if your children are Jews and your wife's a Jew, you kind of have an exemption from it.
Exactly. You know.
Well, hang on a minute. My wife's Mexican. What's up with that?
Well, then you made some space.
I talk some shit on some Mexicans, but I don't touch anybody else.
I love Mexicans.
You know what? I will go Asians.
I'll go an Asian
because I just feel like they're cool with it.
Yeah.
I know. If I'm on the radio saying, "Look, man, you know, man, next time I see a gook, I'm going to kill him." Yeah. Nobody really thinks that I'm out there looking for any Asians to kill. They know it's a joke.
I don't think people really understand where that word even comes from. Okay, gook. Because I researched this because I want to be able to talk before Vietnam. It's a Korean word.
Yeah,
it's a Korean word meaning civilian. And when the U.S. soldiers went from Korea to Vietnam in the early 60s, they saw civilians shooting at them, okay, and they're like, these fucking gooks are killing us, all right? So they became, that's where the gook word stuck, from Vietnam.
There it is.
Crazy, isn't
right.
it?
Ralphie May spitting some racial knowledge.
I know, and chink, the word chink, that one came from our first two national census. It was an abbreviation for of Chinese or Korean Peninsula descent.
Shit.
I mean, they have like innocuous origins, but you know, it's all the
now it's been morphed into this fucking hate. But it's like, let's just get it back, you know. I mean, if you weren't taught to be reactive to certain words, they would never have any effect on you. Like, people call me crackers. Why didn't crackers stick for white people? Because crackers are delicious.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you everything tastes better on a cracker. You know, it's always good on a cracker. What we need to do is make a fantastic cookie and call that cookie nigger. It's brilliant. Let me tell you what. The current strategy of never saying it has done nothing but embolden the word and make it stronger. The sharpest knife in the drawer is the one you never use. All right? By never saying the word nigger, it only makes the word stronger.
They should change caramel to nigger.
I'm telling you.
Because caramel is some tasty cookie, ass shit.
The greatest cookie in the world, and we call that cookie niggers, and I guarantee you within 2 years, nobody in America will be able to go to sleep without a glass of milk and a cup of niggers.
Man.
So, it's going to be awesome.
Oreo makes that announcement. Like, from now on,
Oreo's big enough to do it. They could do it.
They could do it.
They could do it, and everybody would be cool with it.
Yeah, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the nigger.
The nigger cookies.
Yeah.
From Nabisco.
Yeah. And we'd be like, wait a minute.
It's the same end.
But.
In Nabisco.
It is. Yeah, you're like, well, these guys can't be right. These guys are.
These are delicious, man. Yeah. They're so good. They're so good.
Somebody needs to do that.
I'm telling you, if you made them delicious, no one would be mad at it.
That's the key. Like, we
had
all these Windows, Rocky Road, all these other inventions that have come after chocolate and strawberry, where there was an opportunity, there was a window.
Yeah.
But instead they call it stupid shit like Rocky Road.
Yeah, exactly. You have a chat at greatness, and then they just fail every time. But I mean, you know, I think most of racism in this country is a hologram anyway.
Mm.
You know, I think that, you know, the powers that be want us, you know, in the 60s, white versus black, okay? In the 70s, you know, when white and black kind of calmed down a little bit, you know, we had in the U.S., we had the Mexican invasion, and we had the Cuban invasion, so it was white and black versus brown. Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly.
Lou Ferrigno is on the streets arresting Mexicans for being
with
Mexican.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, with Steven Seagal. Yeah. This is not a fucking story, Ralphie, mate. This is really happening.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're fucking.
The Hulk is running down Mexicans.
The Hulk is in Texas, fucking Mexicans' lives.
They created their own like little border patrol troop.
Like, you're getting citizen arrest from the Hulk.
The Hulk.
Who's completely deaf, by the way. I met that dude at a UFC the other day. He may as well have had fucking head. What? That dude was gone. And he had, like, some weird-ass corduroy fucking khaki pants on that were... They were purchased 25 years ago. And I'm like, man, how broke are you, dude?
Yeah, really?
Because, you know, when the corduroy on the back of the ass is worn out?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, come on, dude.
Somebody, you know, it's like wearing it twice. I bet there's so much friction. I mean, I can start a fire between my thighs. I'm so fucking fat. Get the corduroys in there.
Are you as fat as you've always been? You were fatter, weren't you?
I was much fatter.
Right.
I was much fatter. I've lost, like, 300 pounds. I've lost the whole fucking fat guy, and I'm still fat as shit.
You lost 300 pounds? Didn't you break a fucking thing that stops you from eating?
No.
Didn't you get a band around your belly or something?
I got a gastric bypass, yeah.
Did you break that?
No.
Oh. You still got it?
Still got it.
What is a gastric bypass? You get stapled or something?
Basically, yeah. Right. They segment off half of it and half the stomach, and so you can't eat as much, and if you eat too much or eat too fast or eat the wrong things, you vomit.
So what do you do now?
I drink a lot of water.
You still like to eat that, right?
I love to eat, but I just can't eat that much of it. That's what sucks. You know,
Do you look at it? Are you always hungry?
No. It's weird, and it's like, and I'm a big time stoner too, and I don't get the real munchies anymore. No, I don't.
The band stopped me from getting munchies.
No. Just overuse of marijuana stopped me from getting munchies.
Oh, now you're just cool.
Now I'm done with it. You know,
like the Diaz brothers.
Yeah,
and just those dudes don't look like they get the munchies. No. I'm like, how are these dudes supposed to be MMA potheads?
Yeah.
I'm like, how are they so skinny? How are you a pothead and that skinny? Like, you don't, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, just feel like eating a fucking bag of everything? Like, how does this dude do
it? I can't do it, man. It really, it would make me shit, okay? If I ate too much sweets, I'd shit or vomit, okay? It's horrible feeling, and you don't want to do it.
I actually have an interesting pot marijuana story that involves this weekend where my wife wasn't talking to me, so I went down.
She wasn't talking to you on Thanksgiving weekend? How lucky are you?
Well, no, we celebrated Thanksgiving. And then on the weekend, I was in a shitty mood, so she left with the kids because I was in a shitty mood because I wasn't allowed to ride moto that day because I cracked the shits because I wasn't allowed to ride moto
because
I'm a humongous child. Okay. So then she leaves because she doesn't want to hang out with a humongous child, which is completely understandable.
She'd rather hang out with two little kids instead.
She went to the grandparents and they all hung out and they had a great time.
Oh, okay.
So I went to a friend's house and got ridiculously high, and then ate anything that moved. And then I was in a motocross race the next day. And then in the motocross race...
So you do everything, right? Like, you skateboard, you motocross, you do all that X Game shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
You fight all those guys, too?
Yeah, a little
bit.
Well,
that's Australian. I mean, I was in Australia for 8 months, and everybody fights there. It's, like, no big deal. I know, like you'll just get fucked up and, like, let's start fighting, and then they'll fight.
I fought this chair at the start of the show.
It
I wanted to kick the shit out of it, but I missed it a couple of times in my rage.
It probably had it coming.
It just made you angry.
It said some shit in chair. I don't want to get racist, but you know, I'm not into chairs, and they talk funny. And if they say that weird shit chair talk to me, I start
snapping. So do you do all those flips and shit?
No, I'm not very good at any of them. No. I just do all of it.
Oh, really?
I was a good skateboarder.
Yeah.
That's about as far as it goes. All the rest, I'm just a fan.
Okay.
But right. I did
go
in a race.
You do the bike and you
yeah,
do the
bicycle.
Yeah,
the race, like race outdoor jumps, big jumps and shit.
No
I do
shit,
that.
You
yeah.
do that shit?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, you can die. It's pretty awesome.
Fucking hell.
But
angry.
I went,
dude,
I shit,
what
I
what
shit
do you do
my
with
pants?
Your balls, bro? When you're fucking launching, like, 50
they
feet
move,
in the air.
They move action sports stick. I get it all the time. My balls and my cock move up into my stomach whenever I'm doing stunts.
No.
Always have. Since I was a little guy. Always
no
have.
No way.
Yeah.
Balls are the smartest part of the human body.
Oh, mine, for sure. Well, you know what? No, I can't say that. Yeah, well, it's been fun. We're good. I like my balls.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. One of them's purple from a motocross injury. It's permanent. The sack.
It's permanently purple.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
No, it's okay. I can show you a photo, but it's okay.
Nah, it's all right.
Do you do any sports? Because you're so fat, you can't do any sports.
Well, you know, I go walking with my kids and stuff like that, but I like fishing. I like, I went shark fishing, and my Jew in-law about killed me because he brought a 7-foot lemon shark in the boat.
It's a lemon shark?
Yellow one.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and
makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
is it bright yellow?
It was pretty bright yellow. Yeah,
son
man.
Of a bitch! Yeah, I've never seen a bright yellow fish.
That seems like something that shouldn't exist in nature.
Right,
I agree.
How high
agree.
Were you when you pulled this yellow shark out of the ocean,
okay,
there, Ralphie? Mate?
He wasn't high at all. I was, but he didn't know it. Okay, it's
yeah,
the only
yeah,
way I
secret.
Can deal with the in-laws.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and so I'm fucking high. All right, the boat's got a little tilt to it, and he brings his fucking shark at me. Like,
yeah,
he brought it the other way in the boat, but no, this fucker brings it towards me.
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm trying to back off the fucking boat. I bust my ass, twist my ankle, fuck my knee up.
Yeah.
All right, and then I'm like, that's the most extreme shit I do.
But all you right? caught one.
Oh, I caught even a bigger one. I caught a 9-foot bull shark.
What?
Yeah.
You got any fucking video of this shit?
No, but
dude,
I got
what's
pictures.
Wrong with
I got
you?
Some pictures.
Dude, unleash the picture. If anybody wants to see Ralphie May... at the Brea? Is it the Brea?
Yeah, well, it's Brea Improv. Brea Improv this week.
This Thursday through
Sunday.
To Sunday?
Yeah, the Improv.
From December 2nd to 5th. If you're improv.com, or you can use this number, dumbasses, 714-482-0700. Should I do it one more time for dumb people?
Go for it.
One more time. 714-482-0700, which I don't like saying phone numbers because every time I ever say a phone number on map fucking search cocksucker, or if I call directory and say I had a number of fucking pizza, none of you motherfuckers understand anything I'm saying and don't even act like I'm speaking some fucked up gibberish. You know a fucking five. Yeah. It's still five. Don't even try to tell me that it sounded like a fucking seven, you
four?
Dumb motherfucker.
What is four?
Dude,
four,
last
babe.
Night I tried to call get dinner. I called seven. I called fucking over and over again, 411. Hello? Yeah, I'm fucking bossa nova in Beverly Hills. Where? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Just gave me, she gave me a number to fucking Kinko's. I tried to get Brazilian cuisine for dinner last night, Ralphie, man. I got a fucking number
to
Kinko's.
I've had the Bossa Nova on Sunset. Pretty good.
It's awesome.
It's pretty fucking delicious. I got to be honest with you.
It is good. They got those plantain things.
Yeah, man. Plantains are what's up, man. They're fucking delicious. I don't have shark photos, but these are kingfish that we caught.
I don't understand. Look, I'm sorry, Ralphie, but if you're going to show me a photo of a kingfish on the day you caught a 9-foot shark, I didn't believe you caught the shark.
This is what a lemon shark looks like.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't that yellow.
It's
maybe
yellow-ish.
It's yellow when it comes out of the water.
Yeah, it's yellowish.
It's definitely yellow for
I
a shark.
I ate a shark's heart, Ralphie, mate.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't do
still
that.
Still beating. Because I caught a shark, too, and then when I pulled it out, cut its head off, cut the shark heart out, and it was beating my hand, and I ate it.
Why? Are you Samoan?
I was drunk.
Oh, okay.
I am part I'm part Fijian.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's very hard to knock me out.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I just keep going.
Great water. Great water. I love your water. You're very clear. You're very clear.
It is a good water. You can see through it.
Man, I like fish and stuff like that. But yeah. I go walking with my kids and stuff like that. You know, I was in Boy Scouts, and that's what brought me to Australia. I was in the World Jamboree.
When you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
And, the Jamboree?
And the Jamboree, World Jamboree.
Oh, I went to the World Jamboree.
87, 88?
Probably around that time. You and me about the same age.
I'm 38.
I'm 39.
Dude,
we were at the fucking jamboree together, tying knots.
Did we had a fucking hurricane
out of Texas. I met some Americans there too.
Was there a fucking like a big ass storm, like a typhoon or some shit?
Yeah,
and we were stuck.
Are you fucking shitting me, dude?
How would I make this up? How would I fucking make this up, bro? I was on staff. I was you had staff infections. Yeah. I was on staff at that and the U.S. contingency.
I was smoking toilet paper.
You were smoking toilet paper?
Yeah, trying to make him look like big doobies, and I'd light him and fucking smoke him.
Dude, I was amazed.
That's what I was
Australian
doing.
Scouts have girls, and they're fucking hot,
yeah,
man.
No, that's why I got into scouts.
Yeah, no shit, hello, man. When you're getting hand jobs from your scout mates, it's like, you know, usually in the U.S. it'd be creepy as fuck.
I wish I had a story, Ralphie, but I don't. I didn't get one fucking
hand. You didn't get a handy?
No,
nothing? Oh, those stingy bitches. Man, I hung out with a kid named Toby Starr, okay, who was Australian, and I went and I did the crazy shit. I bought a didgeridoo and learned how to play it.
You can play didgeridoo?
I can play didgeridoo.
So you can breathe through your nose and out your mouth at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Ralphie Mays, other talent. Yeah. All
like
day.
Yeah,
all
day, I love that, man. I loved it. These Abbeys came over, and Aboriginals, okay, for the people who don't know.
Did you know if you say Abbo, that's racist now?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they changed it. Somebody needs to make an Abbo cookie.
I'm telling you, make an Abbo cookie.
That's delicious. That kind of sounds like a cookie.
They're delicious. Call them the boomerangs.
Did you just say make an Abbo cookie?
Abbo cookie.
You didn't put an N-word in front of that?
No.
I thought he did. I thought you just said make an Abbo cookie. I'm like, wow, dude.
That's a double shot. That's a double whammy.
Let's test the water. Anybody in New York listening to the show today?
I doubt it. Come on. They're not going to listen to us. Oh, those two guys are professionals. They've been doing it for a while.
I spoke to Bubba Booey. He was on my show the other day, and he's like, yeah, I heard about you guys. You hit yourself in the head with pieces of wood with nails hanging out of it. And I was like, yeah, that's the show, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're so not even on the planet with anybody. This dude thinks we're stabbing each other with fucking nails.
Bubba Booey, he's promoting his book. Yeah. Man, he's doing it everywhere. He's in here in this closet.
If he doesn't make $1 million out of that, he fucking failed, because he is
promoting it's like number four or something like that.
So that's $1 million, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. It's still in the top 20.
Would you do that? I mean, you're a famous guy. Do you like appearances and all that kind of stuff? Do you ever?
I like people, so I don't mind, you know, going out. But you know, I make my money in comedy clubs. You know, they want me to do a book, but I don't think I'm that interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to be honest with you. I don't think Bubba Booey's that interesting to need a book. You know, Howard, yes. Robin on the Fringe. Bubba Booey, nah, not so much.
Man, Ralphie May tells it like it is.
Not so much. But you know what? I this is completely without you know, reading the book, listening to the book on tape and stuff. But you know, I like to hear anybody's story about, you know, the rise. You know, but I don't know, man. I'm just saying, you know, enough with the promotion. It's been like a month and a half, two months.
All the more power to him. If you can do it, do
man,
it.
After he botched the pitch on Kimmel, should have been the end of it. That should have been enough to sell books.
I
hit a lady in the head in the front row. Fuck it.
It couldn't have gone any better for him when you think about it.
Exactly.
I mean, if he had hit it, how fucking mundane would it have been if it had just hit the glove?
Like, I know. Okay, he just popped it in there.
Yeah, see, I told you. Like,
I could really pitch.
Oh, wow. We only want to hate you. We think you're a moron. We don't want to love you for your high level of athleticism.
It actually makes me love him that he's inept. You know, if he was perfect, then I wouldn't like him at
Nobody
all.
Is, Ralphie.
You know, but I like the fact that he is actually honest enough to show his flaws. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think he gets a choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is another reason why you go back to the book thing, because really it's Howard Stern's heart and soul poured out on the radio. And now if you're on the show with him, it's the same as me and Raw Dog. My show is whatever happens to me in my life, no matter what, no matter how bad it is, it comes out here. Sometimes more comes out here than to my wife. And in order for it to work, since he's been a part of the show, he has had to do the same thing, because that's what happens.
You step in here
every day, Monday to Friday. If you fucking hold anything back and I find out, you're fired.
Yeah.
Because it has to be. If I have to talk about some black tranny hooker that I thought was a girl trying to fuck me in the ass when I was 18.
It can't just be me saying, well, that's interesting, Jason.
Where was it? Were you drunk at King's Cross? Because I had a black tranny hit on me there, too. All right, trying to fuck me in the butt.
King's Cross has got the mad horse.
But, I mean, if you are black trannies, dude, we could walk 10 feet outside. Oh, my God. When I used to do a show out of here, and, man, it was like direct from the corner of crack whore and black transvestite, right here.
They've actually
Hollywood.
Shut them down a little bit, Ralphie.
They've pushed them away. It's like, you know,
they're not hurting anybody. I mean, if you want to fuck them, you want to fuck them. It's not that they're raping anybody.
When I came here in 1999, I saw a black tranny blowing a midget, and she set the midget up on a paper box.
Wait a minute, where did you, on Santa Monica?
On Santa Monica at about 3 a.m., right down by Curson, right across from Astro Burger. And I saw a black tranny blowing a midget, and I'm like,
are you lying to me?
No, dude, you can't make that shit up. All right? And I was like, welcome to fucking Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I've never seen that.
I want to see that all the time.
Dude.
I do. I don't know about... I know there's old ladies out there. I get lunchtime, it's offensive, but 3 o'clock in the morning, the government should hire midgets and black trannies to suck each other off on the corner of certain streets in the sunset so that we can get the fucking... The full vibe of... Don't think that it isn't happening out there. Show us.
Let us see it.
Yeah.
Let us see it.
You know you want to... Is it not obvious that we want to see a fucking train wreck? That's all we care about now is train
wrecks. I've been desensitized. You know, earlier in the night, I saw a guy get killed crossing Sunset. We were at the Coach and Horses. Me and Dougie Stanhope were drunk off our fucking ass.
Yeah.
And this guy was... The Doug Stanhope.
I fucking love that dude.
He's fucking awesome.
He's
funny as shit. And Doug Stanhope and I were fucked up, and this guy kept on trying to steal our shots, and we were like, hey, fucking dick, beat it, right?
Yeah.
And so the guy walks out for a smoke, and he's so fucking wasted from stealing people's shots that he crosses the street, boom, gets clipped, gets hit in the middle, and then gets slung all the way across the street into the 7-Eleven parking lot, dies right there. We're like, what? Whoa. That's awesome. Talk about karma. He was just stealing drinks. You know, not 10 fucking minutes ago, I was wishing him death, and then it happened. It was like the third of the month, and I'm thinking, holy fuck, somewhere in Hollywood there's an apartment with a whole month's rent paid already. What the fuck? I mean, we got to find that apartment.
Yeah, Red, you should have checked his cake buckets.
Should have found his house keys and squatted in his spot for a week. Man, it was crazy.
You should have put the, that's where you need this thing that you can install in people's phones. You should have put this as his ringtone on his phone. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews.
But his wife picks him up. The mob. Yeah. His phone's just blowing up with this shit.
Fuck, she's like, Jews. What the hell was he doing when I wasn't when he was around? I had no idea. Like married to Mel Gibson.
What's up with that guy, huh?
Yeah, he's on fire. Huh?
He's on fire, man.
Ever meet that guy?
I've never met him. I mean, you know, but his whole life is the soundtrack to Lethal Weapon. And Lethal Weapon, when anything bad would ever happen, they had this guitar riff. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
All right, so now he's smacking his girlfriend around and throwing the baby and beating her up.
You really think he threw the baby and beat her up?
Yeah, I think he did. I get it. I get it. I've been married for a long time. I've been with my wife for 12 years. I'm with you on the nigga thing, but I'm not going there with you on this.
You should be allowed to say that if you're not using it as a racial term, but you can't advocate if chicks piss you off, you can punch them in their babies.
No. I'm just saying I get it. Okay?
I'm saying I don't get it.
Oh, man, I totally get it. I'm like, if this bitch was a man, I would smack this bitch right in the fucking
face. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If two gay guys are lovers and they fuck around on each other, they're allowed to punch each other in the face.
I think
completely.
So. Yeah. I think so. That's what I told.
But you can't punch a girl.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it. But But I get it. You know, I understand. I've been that angry, but I'm just in more control of myself than Mel Gibson
is. I guess, yeah, not anymore. I have this thing, there's nothing... I can't get that emotional about. I'll punch the wall. Punching somebody. I think.
See,
I'll,
now the wall never.
I might have to go to jail if I punch somebody because I must have just lost it.
Yeah.
Because I can't punch people in the street. It's just I've gone berserk. I thought about it not too long ago. Closest I've ever got since I've become an adult that pays taxes. Somebody got in my face in the parking lot about something and started. And I said, "Dude, shut the fuck up! Don't yell at me like that."
Yeah.
And then
right.
He said a couple more words, and
I'm
then
human.
And then I pushed him. Yeah. And brought my hand back, and I was like, wow, I'm gonna kill you.
Now I'm gonna and go
then
to jail.
I, and then I was like,
douche.
Oh my god. And then I sort of regained consciousness. I almost blacked out and beat the fuck out of this guy.
I did this, me and my buddy Joe Diaz, we were, who's a big UFC guy? I don't know if you know.
Dana White.
Yeah.
What about him?
No, Joe Diaz.
I
like
know
Dana
who Joe
White
Diaz is.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Right. He's a hilarious comedian.
Is he as funny as Joe Rogan?
Funnier. He opens for Rogan.
Ooh.
He's funnier.
That's a big claim.
But I heard Joe Rogan's
the funniest comic in the world.
I think Joe Rogan might be one of the most intelligent people I've ever met.
No, but he's not funny.
He is very funny.
All right,
but he's not as funny as Joe Diaz, and Joe Rogan will say that.
Wow.
Joe Rogan will tell you that.
Man.
Coco is a genius.
How come I don't get to hear Joe Diaz?
I don't know. What's up with him?
Is he on Raw Dog? I've never caught him on Raw Dog.
No, he doesn't record shit.
What the fuck's up with that?
He's fucking brilliant, though. He's so goddamn funny.
Is he new or is he old?
No, old. Oh, he's been around for... He's been doing stand-up almost as long as I have.
Why no recording?
He doesn't want to.
Is that like an old-school thing or a fuck-you thing or what is that?
It's like a fuck-you thing.
Right on. I like that. Is he like a single guy just traveling fucking
He was stand-up? Forever. He was forever. And, you know, I mean, he was felonious. I mean, one night... This is how strong he is, okay? Yeah. He bombed at up at Dublin's up on Sunset back in the day, okay? Bombed.
Yeah.
All right? Within 5 minutes, had a girl... Blowing him in the fucking refrigerator downstairs.
He was in the refrigerator.
Yeah. All right.
How big's the refrigerator?
Pretty big. Okay. Right. He was sitting on a keg, leaning on a keg.
Yeah.
All right. He had already ate her ass.
Yeah.
All right.
He ate her ass in the refrigerator.
Doesn't matter.
The first thing he did was he ate her ass.
Listen. From behind, he had his nose in the muffler.
Yeah.
All right. Licking that little clamp. Yeah. All right. And. He was digging in her purse for money while she was getting ate out from behind. He was kept on pulling up ones and fives. He's like, I know that bitch has got some hundreds in here. So he found them, stole the money. They came in, alright? And he got her coke. Alright? That's how awesome Joe Diaz is.
What an American.
That's a great guy.
If he has a book, that's what it should be called. The Class Act.
Coco is awesome. Coco and I.
I'm so confused. He's eating her ass in the fridge, and I'm like, man, this guy's a maniac. And then I'm like, he's robbing her after he bombed?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand. Where are we going, Robbie? That's hilarious.
That, to me, is one of the funniest fucking stories of all time.
There it is. If you're a whore, and you're going to let somebody lick your butt in the refrigerator, be prepared to get robbed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We were at the griddle, okay? Mm. And one of these L.A. half a fags was talking about how he was, spiritual but not religious. And the little waitress over there brought him his fucking waffle, all right, and had butter on the side. Not on top of the waffle, all right, butter on the side.
That's going to be disrespectful to a guy like you, right?
It was because of his behavior. Waffles. Fuck yes. I don't even pour the syrup until the fucking butter is in every square.
Yeah.
Fuck it. If you're gonna dance with the devil, you might as well leave.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Alright? I respect the fucking waffle. It's my number one favorite butter delivery device. Okay? Alright?
It does hold it all in really well.
It really does. It's got a lot of heart.
Pancakes just drips off.
Same with corn. Right off the side. But I'm telling you, this guy fucking went ballistic and called her a dumb cunt, this waitress, okay? All right? Called her a dumb cunt, all right, for putting butter on that and said he wanted fucking fruit compote. Okay, you can't call a woman a dumb cunt and then ask for fruit compote.
Yeah.
All right? So when the fucking waffle came, I walked over, I picked the waffle up, and I threw it on the fucking ground.
Shit,
and I go, I'm going to eat everybody else. I'm paying for the meal. you get fucking toast, fruit fucking compote, you cocksucker. And he tried to stand up, and I go, dude, don't stand up. I got a gorilla behind me named Joe Diaz, and we will fuck you up right here in the middle of the griddle.
Yeah.
All right? It's about respect. You owe that little girl a fucking, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right? And that's just how it was. That's just how it was.
And he went for it?
And he didn't want to say he's sorry, but we kept on fucking egging on him, and then he finally did it.
He should have made him put this in his phone for a week. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews.
Man, you really love that.
Fuck the Jews.
I think you love it too much.
Fuck the Jews.
I mean, I gotta be honest with you, this is the fifth time you pulled that one out, baby.
It's a new button. I only got it this morning.
We're testing it out.
It's not, I haven't used this ever before, only now. I only got it today, Ralphie. It'll burn. I'm probably pretty burned on it now.
To be fair to this guy, if you don't want butter on your waffle and there's butter on the side, it's going to get all over like at least a couple squares of the waffle, and that's going to piss you off. So I kind of see where he's coming from.
Well, you know what? Then,
you're a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah. Then you're being a cunt, but don't call that little girl for being a cunt.
What about calling a girl a cunt? What about that?
That's not
flipping out.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a douchebag move.
It is. I only call dudes cunt.
Me too, actually. I never call a woman a cunt.
Yeah.
No, never. I'll call because I think it hurts men more.
Yeah, it's like an extreme pussy.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, look, you're the biggest pussy ever.
And then, you know, sometimes I go, you know, you're being a little cunty.
Yeah.
That way it softens it. It gives them a little check. It gives them a little check.
Yeah.
You know,
you can go with a girl on that one.
Hey, you're being a little cunty on this
one.
You can do that on a female. Yeah.
Do you want to take some phone calls, Ralphie?
Love to.
If anybody wants to talk to Ralphie, 866, go fuck yourself.
By the way, somebody on Twitter says they were pulling up to the McDonald's drive thru when you just played the fuck the Jews button. And you played it right into the McDonald's drive thru.
See, this show just paid for itself right there. Let's face it, nobody Jewish is working at McDonald's anyway.
Okay, like the number
nobody
four
American is working at McDonald's anymore. Are you kidding me? I just went to McDonald's.
I went there yesterday on my rampage.
I had a Big Mac-o.
What'd you get?
I don't know. A fucking, like, the $6 burger thing.
Like the Angus burger?
Yeah, an Angus burger. I threw that shit up. I pulled off the side of the road 5 minutes later.
I thought you said you weren't going to do that.
I tell you, but they felt, when I ate it, I was like, it's hurting, it's bad in there. Because I've been eating healthy lately, and that was like the last.
Man,
if you eat healthy
and then you eat some shit like that, you immediately feel like shit.
Yeah. No, I did.
I started to burp
and I could feel it coming up, and I was like, oh, it's just asking for it. And I just pulled over and went behind my door and yacked it, and then I was gold. Went home and got a nutritious meal for dinner. It was like it didn't even happen.
Yeah. It's like algebra.
Took me 5 hours to get
up. Fucking Fossa Nova.
Five. Four.
Four.
Tom.
Yo.
Yes, you're on with Ralphie May.
What's going on, Ellis May?
Oi.
Hey, Ralphie, love your comedy, man. I'm a big fan. I was wondering, when are you coming back to Detroit?
Detroit's got to get some money. It's a hard town to perform in right now. I mean, because, you know, I'm at a concert level and getting a white act to come down and getting my audience, which is, you know, oddly white, black, and brown, you know, it's everybody, to come downtown to one of those theaters, and they're in such a state of disrepair that it's so hard to make it happen, dude. You know, I go around there. I go to, you know, I've done Lansing, I've done Ann Arbor, but man, getting into Detroit, dude, it's really fucking tough. I did five dates in Michigan, and I couldn't do one in Detroit because they just can't make it happen.
Sounds like a no to me, brother. Talk, I love it. All right, next up, Matt.
Matt.
Hello?
Yeah, Matt.
This ain't Matt.
Fuck you, man. It's somebody. Scotty.
Yeah, it's Scotty, but yeah, I just want to thank Ralph and May for almost getting me shot as I'm trying to drive home from Brooklyn today.
What happened?
Man,
what'd
you do?
Yeah, I brought the like last 20 minutes or whatever. I'm driving in drop dead traffic and fucking windows rolled down. I had to roll them up because people were staring at me like crazy.
Why?
Why?
Fuck the Jews.
M-bombs in Brooklyn? Come on.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of black people in Brooklyn that niggas. But see, there's a difference. And I think even black people hate niggas. Okay? It's like they make us look horrible. You know? It's like I'm Southern. I hate white trash. Mm. I fucking hate it. Mm. All right? Because they just make us all look like shit. Mm. You know what I mean?
What about Eminem? He makes us look good.
Eminem's a genius.
He's white trash.
Yeah, but, I'm driving around with a bald head and tattoos also, you know, they don't look at me.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, yeah, come on, you're half the problem right there.
Yeah, you're being racially profiled.
I love black people.
I do too,
I love
dude.
Black people. The most flattering comment I've ever had by anybody in my life where I actually felt like a little bit of a, oh, man, awesome, is when a black friend of mine called me a nigger. My girlfriend called me that. She was black. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, I went through 4 years of black face too.
You did?
Yeah.
I had like 4 years where, because I was such a white boy from Australia. I was like, you can't even say that word. She's like, what are you talking about? I say that word all fucking day, you idiot.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you are to me. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I guess.
It's like you're my nick.
Yeah.
Man.
Then I'm almost in them. It's like, it's not as good as
when
having,
Snoop calls
you have a Jewish baby and I have a Mexican baby.
Yeah.
If I had a black baby, I'd be fucking unleashing that word all over the place. Because I'm in the clear. I'm the daddy of a black baby.
Yeah, I'm a black baby, daddy. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, but it's not the case. So I gotta go light on it.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, my first Grave Diggers was the first hip hop shit that I was really into. Like, yeah. I really got, for some reason, that shit, I just listened to it every day. And I was on tour in Australia with a bunch of Americans, reeling off Grave Digger Nigga 6 feet deep all day. And then they were all laughing at me. And I never even got it until someone was like, dude, really? And I'm like, what? They're like, man, we've been laughing at you in this fucking car for the last 2 days. Where some Australian dude dropping N-bombs all day in the car with, like, I mean, like, half of the guys in the car are black, and they're like, was this dude fucking insane? And I didn't even, I'm like, what? And then when you brought it up, how could I not sing the song?
I know, it's awesome. What, are you going to drop the word?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, stop. That's beneath us all.
I love everybody.
I do, too. And then that's what, no, wait, except for Russians. I don't care for Russians.
I'm sorry.
I saw Red Dawn
in
a very
Russian
impressive
hookers.
Time. I'm sure they're lovely. I've never had a Russian hooker.
Well, it's too late now.
I know. I never really did the hooker thing anyways.
Oh, well, you blew it.
Yeah, I know. I had my shot.
That's what I'm saying. I've done it. I'm here to tell you.
I saw Red Dawn in a very impressionable time. And those cocksucking Russians, they killed Soda Pop and Pony Boy. And then they put, you know, Baby in the corner. And they can all go fuck themselves.
See it in your mind.
I do.
You hate them.
I really do. I don't like Russians.
What about the Klitschkoff, the boxers?
They're phenomenal.
Do you hate them?
I respect them.
Do you want them to lose any fight they fight against someone who isn't Russian?
No.
No, you're not that hardcore then.
No, I'm not that hardcore. And I said that a long time ago, that the next big thing, because everybody was talking about how black guys are the best boxers, and I go, no, the best boxer comes from hard times, from people who are just hardcore.
Rocky Marciano.
And so, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, if you come from nothing and that's all you've got, you're going to be great at it.
Yep.
You know, if you do it, you know,
it's all hard.
It's all hard.
It's all hard.
It's all hard. And so, you know, that Klitschkoff, those guys, they're fucking beasts, dude.
That's right.
They're fucking big and mean, and they're fucking nasty.
I know Russian boxers that have killed people. They train at my gym.
Yeah, I believe it, dude.
Yeah.
I believe it.
They're crazy. They got in a fire with a bunch of dudes, and he killed like two or three of them. He had to go to jail and shit.
Be friends with those guys.
Bro, I totally believe that.
I got friends from Czechoslovakia. They were in jail, and they had to suck a dick, but they were cool because they didn't get fucked in the ass, and they got tattoos they didn't like, so they put acid and sandpapered it off.
Wow.
Yeah. Friends of mine.
Wow, that's fucking hard.
Yeah.
So they had to suck a dick, but they didn't take it in the ass?
They told me when I was building, it was my dad's friend, and me and my friend were building a house because we were getting an apprenticeship as carpenters. And he was telling the stories, you know, like weeks and weeks of work out of nowhere while we're fucking hammering some shit in. He's like, yeah, because he said he escaped from jail and he had to go through this river where there was like razor blade, like what is it called? The barbed wire shit that was under the water. So if you walked in there, you'd get caught in it and fucking cut up and die. Serious shit. And he was in there. He's like, dude, wasn't so bad. Had to suck the dick a few times, but didn't get fucked in the ass. And I'm in the middle of fucking hammering stuff, and I was like, I've never even heard a full-grown man say suck the dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. don't want to be here. Don't want to be here. Like, just uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that made me hold my hammer so much harder, though. Like, just in case some shit goes down.
No, because
like,
I knew. Because
that's an opening for, hey, will you suck my dick?
No.
All right, but that's when you hold that hammer and you turn it to the claw
side. This guy's nowhere near.
No.
This guy was nowhere near that.
No.
No. Because okay. I know I'm still friend of the family's, my father's good friend. He doesn't want to suck my dick. I refuse to go there.
All right.
But his story was, it just reminded, because these days, like I was saying, with the tranny and stuff, there was a time there with the tranny when I told that story to my girlfriend, I cried. Because to relive what happened fucking shattered me. But now, from seeing my old man died and brothers, I've seen people dead in boxes a couple times now. You know, I've lost houses, blah, 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 I've had kids. Now, the shit that I have been hit upside the grill with in my life,
right.
Now you're sucking a dick doesn't mean anything to me. Wow. I don't care. Like, it's like, oh, this guy sucked a dick, well, too bad. Congratulations. Whichever one, if it felt good, good for you. If it felt bad, I apologize. But I don't give a fuck about anything anymore. None of this affects me that much anymore because I'm hard.
You're hard.
I'm too fucking hard to be affected by a dick sucker. But there was a time in my little crack of life where you talking about sucking a dick was like, what the fuck? I'm gonna get out of here. You guys are fucking creepy.
I think I would have turned the hammer around though, but you know.
I didn't even think about it. Maybe
really?
That's the gayness.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I just remember looking at my friend going,
see,
I don't want to fucking be here anymore.
People think that, you know, because I'm racially insensitive, they think that I'm homophobic, and it's completely untrue.
Yeah.
You know,
you believe in gay rights.
Without a doubt, dude.
Me too.
You know, because I don't give a shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
That's all we're asking.
Who wants to fuck in your ass, and who wants to do this?
If they're agreeing to it, good.
Yeah, but I hate it when people bring, like, Jesus into it, and they say, like, God hates fags, and I'm like, really? Why does he keep on making so many of them?
Yeah, exactly. Boom!
Yeah, was he trying to redecorate the earth? I mean, what the fuck?
All day with Ralphie May. Neil.
Hey, man, what's going on? Big fan.
What up?
Hey, it's hard to follow what you're just talking about, but, dude, Ralphie May almost made me fucking wreck my truck, especially because I live down here in South Florida, and he was talking about this Cuban coffee and how he drank the whole cup, and it happened to me. And
did you shit yourself?
Hell yeah, I did, man.
Dude, I was wise ass, okay, and I didn't know that Cuban coffee is like five times the strength of regular coffee.
I didn't know that.
Okay, but it is.
I had a feeling, though. Good cocaine,
okay.
Too.
Right. And it's like, so you can't do cocaine, so you do Cuban coffee. Right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like you can't find a bump, so you do that, all right? And, bro, they fucking... I gave him this Starbucks mug that Starbucks gave me for free coffee for life, and I said, fill it up, and the Diego, the Cuban waiter, was like, okay, no problem. It was like, cost me like $57. That's
wow.
Number one.
Oh, it was a cup of cocaine.
And it was it was more expensive than cocaine.
Yeah.
Right? And when I put the cream in, it didn't change color. All right? That's a bad fucking sign, dude.
Wow.
And I drank that
anyway.
In like 30 minutes, tell you when to drink it, and it was the greatest fucking 30 minutes of my life, and then I mean, I felt like I was ethereal, bro. Felt like I was flying. All right, I drank it, I put the cup down. Literally, I got up and shit my pants in the restaurant, dropped a deuce right the fuck there
in my pants.
And when you're semi famous and you have a 3 or 4 block walk and you just shit yourself, and everybody knows it, was that a turd?
Yeah.
I mean, did he fart? No, he dropped a deuce.
Yeah, no, it's never
okay,
never
he
level.
Dropped it like it was hot.
Yeah.
And it was a long, arduous walk back.
Running,
and it
was
stayed.
A running poo to go down your legs or anything?
Oh, it was a filthy nasty. It was like hard at first, and then nothing but running at the end.
You're disgusting,
you know? It's like
Ralphie,
that's
mate.
A plug, and then bam.
You're the most offensive person I've ever been.
It's so disgusting.
And that's saying something.
It's the truth.
Mayhem's here.
Yeah,
mayhem. This is Ralphie May. This is mayhem.
Man, I like your show, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Where you get the bully beat down?
You know what's crazy is mayhem. You know the girl fight that happened the other day?
No.
Yeah, he had a bully beat down. Girls beating each other up.
No shit.
Yeah, he fucked all
check
of them in my living room.
He had you fucked them all in the living room.
In my house. You know, they didn't live with me. I got kids. He borrowed my house and had sex with all three of them in my living room. Poured lube and blood all over my house.
Nice.
Lube footsteps up my fucking stairs, up into my bed. Yeah, with blood.
Did you slip on them like cartoonish style?
No, by the time I got there, they were sticky footprints.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, like solidified lube. Summertime lube. Yeah, no, he gave me at least 3 staph infections. At least cocksucker, like choking me out like 6 months ago. And I'm like, what's that on your arm? He's like, ringworm, it's gone now. And I'm like, how is it gone now if I just saw it on your arm and said it's ringworm? And then he rubbed it under my neck some more after. Great guy, though. I love him. One of my good friends.
I like that Bully Beatdown show,
thanks,
man.
Thank you. I work real hard on that show. Like, it's been like a weird, different direction to go because I've been a fighter for this whole time.
Yeah, now you're a gay TV.
Now I'm a homosexual TV host. Man.
Do you ever want to get in there and just beat him up?
I mean, you haven't seen the new season.
I haven't seen anything. He beats up a guy.
The first show. Yeah. It's the best one. It's the best one that's happened by far.
Really? Yeah. You just whip his ass? You don't even know, do you? No, I don't. Yeah.
He's like one of the toughest people in the world.
Dude, yeah.
All the people that have been on the TV show, except for maybe 2, he kicks the shit out of them by miles.
By miles.
I fought him. You got to get ellismania.com. I had a thing where I fought him beatdown style.
Why?
Because I want.
Why?
Look at me! That's why.
Look at the eyes. You don't see the pain that's in that eye.
It's like he could put me on a triangle choke right now. And
yeah, you should.
No, you shouldn't.
Choke Ralphie out.
No, fuck that.
Bro, you choke him out.
My pants.
And I'll see how long I can get this plug out for until Ralphie passes out. 714. Go, Mayhem, go.
Talk.
No, seriously, Ralphie Mayhem is at Bray Improv. Thursday through Sunday. Every night you'll be there.
Every night.
Saying stuff about offending black people and Mexicans.
Yeah.
And Asians.
That's a good room. Yeah. You go there a lot?
Yeah.
I watch comedy there. It's great. Yeah, it's
dude, come on, watch me. I'll make you laugh. I'm funny.
Oh, I know you are. No, really,
I'll
you are.
I'll make you laugh hard. No worries.
I don't even know you.
They play
I'm telling you, you're
on,
fucking
they
mega.
They play you on Sirius a lot.
Oh, he's
a
mega. Lot. Mega.
A lot.
You, Mitch Hedberg, I like. Yeah. He's guy died, dead. Though. You're not dead, so
no,
I
no,
listen
no.
to your new
I
stuff.
I used to do acid with Mitch.
I fell in love with that dude, and then he died.
And shrooms. That was back when that's all he was doing was acid and shrooms.
Then he got into heroin, right?
Yeah, then he got into heroin, and then it was, I didn't see him too much after that. You know, he got that stinky, that Kurt Cobain thing.
He did, huh? Got retropod from it.
Yeah, and then I don't know if it was Lynn's fault. I really don't. I think he was headed that way anyways.
Oh, she was a heroin addict or something?
No. Yeah. You said the wife.
No, right? I think he's got a wife. He had a wife.
Yeah, he had a wife, yeah.
I wasn't blaming her.
No, no, I thought she,
wow, Ralphie was just blaming her, though.
No, I thought you were blaming her.
I don't know if his wife, even though she was a dumb whore.
No, very interesting. I like her. She's a great comedian.
She's a comedian?
Yeah, she's stand-up.
She's nowhere near as good as her ex-husband, though.
No one's going to be as good as Mitch, man. Right. Mitch, dad is better than most 95% of the fucking comics
today. I agree.
Today.
I think he's the funniest dude I've ever heard.
He's funnier fucking dead than most. And so many people are ripping him off.
Yeah.
And as a friend of his, okay, it really bugs people like me and Dougie Stanhope and a bunch of guys
to watch
guys fucking, just rake his fucking grave over. Like, is there anything left in his grave?
What do you mean?
Have you
what
picked his
doing?
Fucking bones clean? They're doing his style. They're doing his whole persona. You know, they're trying to be this rock and roll thing, and they're trying to be this abstract comic. And it's like, dude, there's only one Mitchell. All right, there won't be anybody else. But I've got a story on one of my albums where I did 5 hits. It was the first time I did acid. Okay,
yeah.
And I did it with Mitch, and we did 5 hits of acid.
Wow.
I tripped balls for about 46 hours.
Yeah.
All right? It's not even fun after the first 10.
No.
You don't want to do it anymore. You want to stop. Okay,
yeah.
But I thought it was weight dependent. You know, I thought that, it was like, the more you weigh, the more you have to take, and it's totally not.
Idiot.
Okay, it's all on
the
brain.
You just proved right there that fat people are stupid.
Yeah.
You know, that's scientifically proven, right?
Well, I didn't know that.
You're dumber than me because of your fat.
I disagree. I disagree.
You haven't got much of an argument where you just took 5 doses for the first time because you thought it was because you're fat. You need 5 doses.
No, all the acid is going to go around my body.
That's what I thought.
How long will it take till it gets to my brain?
That'd be awesome, right? I've always been like, go for it. Fuck it. You know, if one chip is good, then a bag's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with the acid.
Yeah.
So we tripped balls, and Mitch took his ball sack out of his pants because he said, said that he thought the reason they were wrinkled was due to the high humidity inside of his pants. And if he just took his balls out, he would have, younger, smoother looking balls.
I agree.
Right? And so this was like 24 hours in. So there was like four of us. We're all tripping ass. And, right? And we all take our balls
out. Pull your balls
out. We all did. Right? And one guy is afraid of bugs. Right? And he thinks like he's got a dragon after him. And it's like, no, the other thing is dragons, but it could be a pterodactyl. So we're like, he's looking around, like, caw, caw. Right? And Mitch is afraid of flying bugs. So he thought his balls were a hornet's nest or a wasp nest, and he's slapping his fucking balls. Alright? And he's slapping them, and then he's going, oh, they're stinging me, they're stinging me. Bam! Now, I'm trying to stop him, okay? Right. But, I mean, I'm paralyzed because I'm on acid too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and it's all in slow motion me. Like, my balls. And that's when I just switched to weed. That's it. Fuck it. All right? I'm done. I'll do mushrooms every now and then. We made our baby on mushrooms. We made our daughter on mushrooms.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so.
You gotta watch the acid and shit, because MMA fighters, when you're as strong as Mayhem, and I'm about as quarter as strong as Mayhem, which still means I have the capability to trip balls and then cut your fucking heart out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And paint. Yeah. And start talking to your eyeballs.
Yeah. Some dude was like on mushrooms and like, he like grabbed his buddy, like killed his buddy, and then grabbed his heart out of his chest and then cut his eyeball out, trying to get the devils out of him.
Mayhem could do that, Ralphie.
Yeah, quick fast.
He has the power to do that.
Well, he could do that. Five-finger punch thing, you know?
No, he has some crazy, he has wrist power and hand power that you wouldn't even, I'm telling you, Ralphie, roll with him a little, just feel Mayhem's power on your wrist, and you'll be like, God,
no,
really?
No, thank you, fuck that. Hey.
Did you just crush a paper cup to prove it a badass?
Yeah! Thanks, Rodo.
Subway ate fresh.
Subway.
We're sponsored by Subway.
Are you really?
No.
We're just like sitting everyone's
but if they, did, man, they'd be welcome.
Yeah.
Because we'd promote the shit out.
We just like to promote things. Yeah. And
we're anti.
I hate Jews 6-inch combo.
Yeah.
you get a
free. That's pastrami.
What about if the commercial's just this? Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews.
Subway.
Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews. It doesn't matter, Mayhem.
But from now on, I want some headphones.
Right. You need very professional Mayhem.
I'm professional.
All right, we're going to get
Dude, your show is awesome, though, man.
Fun, huh?
Ralphie, thanks,
you got to come more, and you got to bring Doug. We need all those people.
He doesn't even live in L.A. anymore. Yeah. Doug lives in Bisbee, fucking Arizona.
Well, that's because he's still doing acid.
Why?
Because he's out of his mind.
Because he's out of his mind.
I met him at the Standard one time. He was out of it. I was like, awesome. I love this guy even more now.
The guy's in pain.
He's crazy. Yeah. He's crazy. Like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I love
like
that guy.
Like when people go, I don't give a shit. Nah, you really do. Doug Stanhope really fucking doesn't.
Yeah.
He does not give a shit.
Yeah. Will he sing it in the tune if you put a gun to his face? Probably
not. He shits his pants at coffee houses? That's not
good. I haven't got to it yet. Yeah. I'll get into it later. But I shit my pants while racing motocross
this weekend.
Awesome.
You did it this weekend?
Yeah, I haven't yet.
Now that's a risk.
I was trying to tell her, but you were too busy talking about squirting shit down your leg while walking to casino.
I had no idea you had a
it's
Trump
not as good.
Story.
It's not as good. It's not a Trump. You won. That's why I shut it off. I just thought it was ironic that I had a shit story because it happened this weekend and I got shut down. Ralphie May shutting me down on a shit story. Go for it.
Yeah.
You just went and
it was an hour and 15-minute race where we had to. It was a team race where I had to give a guy this wristband and he'd give it back every lap. And I haven't ridden moto for 3 months. And I smoked more weed than Texas the day before, and then decided in the morning, because I was in a hurry to get to the track, that I would go to Jack in the Box.
Yeah!
Because I was still recovering from how stupidly high I was the night before, and I haven't eaten anything like that for like 6 months, or I don't even know what the last time I had.
Oh my God.
And then I'm at the track, and I'm like, oh my God. And I just fucking like, in the fucking porta potty. And then out on the track, like, because I didn't get to warm up on anything. I'm just on the track with the bike, and they're like, okay, I'm going to give you the wristband, and then you're going to go. And I'm like, fuck, okay. A little bit nervous. And then all of a sudden, belly's belling a little bit. And then as the race starts, my friend holds my bike, and I go back to the porta potty because I've already shit has leaked out of my ass from farting. It was like, and then a little bit came out. And I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I shit my pants. I hope nobody smells my shit on me. And then I go to the porta potty and like, and I've got knee braces on, so I can't get my pants fully down, so I'm doing like some weird angle shit.
Yeah.
And then I was in a hurry because the race has already started, and I don't want to be not ready, so I jump back on, pull my pants up. I think I got like poo still in my pants, fucking toilet paper shit in my finger. I'm just in hell, man. And then I'm on the track racing. The only thing I was like, thank you know, I had my one industry gloves on, so I wasn't actually touching anyone with my feces because it was in my, it was sealed and tombed in my fucking glove. But I was racing like a wild man.
Why didn't you tweet about that?
For an hour and 15 minutes, because by then, look, it's a long story. My wife hated me all weekend. I didn't have time to tweet about stuff.
Why? Your wife hated you for having shit in your pants?
Nah, she didn't know about it. I haven't told her yet. I've been so busy, I haven't even told her about that. I barely got it.
You're 39 years old, and you're fucking racing motocross.
I'm loving it. I love my life. Really? I just want to almost die every day.
Yeah.
Why?
I love it.
Why?
Because it makes me feel so alive.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I just need to be alive to feel alive. You know, yeah. I guess I live the same risk you do. You do a motocross, I do being fat.
Yeah.
You know, we roll the dice
being fat
day.
Is dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. That's
are you
what they
fat
say.
Enough to die early yet? Are you skinny enough to be okay now?
You know, they say that I'm fine. I actually have great blood pressure.
Get out of here, Rafi, man.
I swear to God, my cholesterol averages about 108 to 112, somewhere around there, and my blood pressure, oddly, is 118 over 62.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's fucking great. It's great. I got no diabetes. There's no reason I should be as healthy as I am. There's fucking no reason.
You should eat more, then.
I should be a fucking total mess. I should have the diabetes. I should be, like, losing a leg.
Do you eat a bunch of junk?
No.
You just eat a lot of food?
No, I used to eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
I had gastric bypass. I've lost 300 pounds.
You're going to
lose
300 pounds.
Yeah,
I've
lost 300 pounds. I've gotten to the point where I actually, like, my buddy Joe Rogan, he's on this MMA, and then, like, you know, all these guys
we're
I
all
know.
Friends with Joe.
All,
he's going on Joe's show today.
Yeah, are you really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I love Joe, yeah.
Yeah, Joe's a genius.
Yeah.
All right? And they all want to, like, hey, start training with us. And I'm like, no.
No, you don't
need that. I don't want to fucking train with you guys.
You're like Raw Dog.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not fun to you.
You guys, I don't want to get punched in the fucking face.
Each to his own, Ralphie.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, like, y'all like it. And I knew guys like that.
It's sad.
That would love that. Yeah. That would love to, like, I feel alive.
If I don't do that, I got to do drugs.
Face. Exactly.
It's the only way I can handle being on the planet. I gotta fucking jump over something or race something or almost win, lose, get in trouble, get in drama, fucking someone's on my back, someone's behind me, fucking don't break my arm. It's gonna happen.
I guess I do self-destructive stuff like that too. You know, I mean, not to that degree, but like I ride roller coasters when fat people shouldn't ride roller coasters.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know? Okay. I do this. I did this swing thing up in Reno. That, you know, when you're fat, you shouldn't fucking do. You know, I do all this stuff that you probably shouldn't do. Mm. You know, I was in. I did this swinging through the jungle thing in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Okay, you shouldn't do when you're fucking fat, especially in Costa Rica because they have no safety standards.
You can't
at all.
Go to the doctor there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, there's fucking nothing.
Cut your leg off for no reason.
Well, my tooth hurts. Let's take his leg off.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. My tooth doesn't hurt anymore. He just cut my leg.
Let's get these calls out. Robert, you're on with Ralphie.
Hey, Ralphie, what's up? Jason, first off, let me tell Mayhem that he needs to beat the fuck out of Nick Diaz and get it over with.
Don't worry. Please. I'm trying. I'm begging.
Don't be scared, homie.
He's being a pussy and, you know, keeps...
Hey, you know what? You can't really... Mayhem can say he's a pussy, but you can't, sir.
No,
you know what I mean? Mayhem could fire it off all day that the Diaz brothers are pussies, but none of us can actually say that with any sort of gusto because they'll fucking kill
whatever.
You.
Whatever, you know, they're allowed to have their opinion. People can call me a pussy.
Yeah, but I think it's just
not a valid opinion.
Why is it not valid?
I don't think he's
not good. Yeah, I mean, compared.
The only thing that's pissing me off is that he's dodging him. He doesn't have the balls to step up.
Yeah, no, the guy hits me with tries to hit me with a water bottle. Guy jumps me on national television. But then when I went,
you guys jumped me on
national TV.
That was the most exciting thing Strike Force has ever done.
and they were desperately trying
not to do it. It reminds me of Sirius in a way.
Yeah.
You're a genius. Went way over their heads, and they're like, whoa, we apologize. No, dude, fucking milk it right now. Pay both these dudes out of the ass. They tried to kill it. He came up and asked the guy for a rematch.
Strike Force?
He came up and asked the guy for a rematch, and the other guys in his group
jumped on.
They pushed Mayhem. Mayhem was like, what? and then all of them pulled Mayhem on the ground and started kicking him.
It was like a riot on national television.
There was eight people kicking Mayhem, and then Mayhem just came up like nothing happened. It was like, wow, really? I just wanted a rematch. You guys are going a little too far. It was crazy that he went in there and asked for a rematch, but for everybody who's a professional fighter, what, like two of them are title holders.
No, it was four guys, all four guys with titles. It was all four. BJ Penn came on some interview. Was like, man, Mayhem should have his own belt for fighting all four champions at one time.
He said that.
Yeah, I love BJ Penn.
Yeah. Me too.
He's honest.
But so all the guys jumped on me or whatever. But the guy who really started the whole thing, Nick Diaz, he's fought a bunch of times at 183, which is like the same weight I fight at.
Yeah.
But now he's like got a title at 170, and he's trying to like hide behind it, like oh 170, come to 170, and then I'm like, dude, I can't make 170 unless I cut my leg off. Like, there's no way I'm gonna do it. And then so now he's like inching up. Oh, 178, dude. Saying meet me at a weight that I can't make is saying no. Like, you're saying no. So now I'm having a big headache, like, we're trying to put the fight together, and this guy just doesn't want to fight.
Could you do it for like a year, just slowly but surely?
Yeah, slowly, yeah. 178.
I know enough to know, you could be 170 and die.
Yeah. But I can make 178 in like 6-8 months.
Yeah.
But right, like January? No way I could do it. Yeah. Like, it's impossible.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Where do you train?
And I train down south in Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a training camp built around me down there, Rain Training Center. And I also go to Rafael Corderos, who's like the old shoebox coach, the guy who does like Vanderlei and all those.
Okay.
He originally taught all those guys. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I have some good training in Southern California. It's like the best places to
play. Right?
Yeah.
He works on his hands with me because I'm one of the greatest strikers in the game.
He is.
Yeah?
In the game.
Yeah.
We're undefeated.
He's undefeated.
I guess I am too.
Ralphie May thinks I'm funny.
No, I guess I am too. I'm undefeated.
We'll see how fucking funny it is in a minute, Ralphie May.
You'll fight me for no reason. Then buy me a beer. So why would this guy fight you?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, why won't he?
No, he's scared, homie. I even set up don'tbescaredhomie.com because he's a scared guy.
I'm scared of him.
I'll be scared too. I don't blame him.
I'd be scared of you. You're the toughest person I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, that's saying a lot. I mean, we're sitting here with Ralphie May.
If there was a fight to the death and there wasn't rounds, Mayhem would win every fight against anybody.
I'm a pussy.
Just because they have all these rules, you can hold them down and waste time.
Not me. Me and you.
Welcome to the tough guy show.
Exactly.
I'm spectators.
Yeah. Oh, that's my backup. Road Dogg's a huge pussy.
I got a platinum card. I buy front row seats.
I'd go as far to say as Road Dogg's a cunt. You want to see how big of a pussy he is, Ralphie?
But I do run from all confrontations.
Exactly.
Whatever, bro. You fought somebody. You're a legend in there.
Yeah, you're tougher than anybody else in the band. Media. That's for sure. When it came, the band was gonna fight Mayhem, and when I told Raw Dogg, he was like, okay. the other guys were like, we're not even gonna be there that night, even though we're in the band that's playing up.
That's great.
Phil Beavers, he wants to talk to Ralphie.
Listen, sorry I missed you here in Buffalo, but you were great on the first season of Comic Standing there, last Comic Standing.
Oh, thank you.
Never watched it ever.
I'm going to be back in Buffalo February 17th, my birthday.
I'm going to be at your show, man, definitely.
Right on, brother.
Listen, Ellis, I just see on this, you were just mentioning it, Death Pool roster for 2009. Ralphie was number one for under 50, followed by Suge Knight.
Hey, they were going to kill Suge Knight, huh?
That's just what people had as their death.
Yeah, he really looks healthy to me.
I'm actually amazingly healthy.
No, because I always watched you on different stand-up specials, and I'd be like, man, this guy's hilarious. Like, but I hope he's like not eating himself to death.
It's just the opposite. I was ridiculous.
You do not look mad. Before, you were huge, way bigger.
Yeah, way bigger. Like, this chair would have been no way I could have fucking sat down in this chair.
That's ridiculous.
I know,
you can't live like that.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Oddly, I had a smoking hot fucking wife.
Because you're hilarious. Chicks love the humor.
Yeah. They do. I don't know how I bang at all.
That's because you're funny.
I'm scary, and...
You're funny, but your body's actually really attractive.
Ooh.
It'd be Your you face is kind of fucked up. I would say Ralphie has a more attractive face than yours.
Just going to tie in with another this Czechoslovakian story.
You guys been talking about trannies without me right now?
Yeah. He talked about a tranny wanting to fuck him in the ass.
I pulled it off. I was like, no, I don't want to do it. But there was like.
Did you take the blowjob though?
No, I'm not gonna lie.
You fucking took it without reciprocating.
I'm not gonna lie. What are you talking about? I'm not gonna lie. I sucked the dick when I was 5. No big deal. I got over it ages ago. But the dude, he tried to. I thought he was just doing. He jacked me off. He was holding my dick and stuff, and then he bent me over, and I was like, what are you going to try and put something in my ass? And I'm like, it won't work. I don't like stuff in my ass. My girlfriend tried it. And I turned around, I was like, I don't even want to, oh.
You have a dick.
That's not a fucking tool. That's your dick. Oh, my God, you're a dude. I got to get out of here.
This story never gets old.
I just
heard it so many times, I feel like I was there with them. I'm confused. I think this happened to me.
I've got to keep saying the story, because some people don't catch it. You only listen 15 minutes a day. You might not have caught it.
Yeah.
And some people do a lot of drugs. I did a lot of drugs to try to recover from seeing a little black cloth trying to go on my ass. And people listening who might be junkies right now, you can get through it. I'm living proof. I seen a little black dick trying to go on my ass, and I am not a junkie. I'm just trying to help, Ralphie.
I know, right? It's a good PSA you just did.
I know, I feel like that was the best PSA you could ever do.
Ever. Don't do heroin, because you could get a dick in your ass.
No, but if you do get a little black dick in your ass, that's no need for heroin.
Right. It was a little black dick?
Yeah, because it wasn't very big. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, now you're making me see the dick.
Because we're always been under the impression that
I'm reliving it again.
Like, black dicks are so big they got elbows. Huge. Look, it get hard. Look like fucked up boomerangs.
No, I had them covered.
No.
I don't know if it's like some sort of like pill popping. I mean, like give me voluptuous titties, dick shriveling pill.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It was a pathetic black dick.
I'm just thinking anybody who's going to choose the direction to go woman already has a small cock.
Well, you're wrong because we had, what's her name in here? Bailey, what's her name?
Morgan.
Morgan Bailey.
Heat?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, follow her on Twitter.
Chinese huge with wang. The giant wang?
Hey. Not really huge, but
I mean, for incredible. A woman, huge.
Yeah. Oh, it's the biggest quit I've ever seen.
Yeah, for sure. Makes sense.
Have you seen China's from that A Night in China?
So, hey, did you guys watch the sports this weekend?
Did you see China's?
Did you watch the sporting event this weekend?
Did you fuck China? Dude, you fuck China.
Hey, let's take a phone call. 866 yo fashion.
Hello, Travis. You're on with Ralphie May.
No, Alice.
Travis, you're on with Ralphie
May. China?
Travis.
Travis, you're on with Ralphie May. Where's the red dragon button?
Travis!
Let me push it!
Travis!
How big was that clip? Did you have to move it?
It wasn't that big. It wasn't that big.
Bro, I saw the fucking porno.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, you saw a video. Let me tell you what.
That shit was like 9 inches long.
Bro, you're out of your fucking mind. Bro, it wasn't.
And they had to pick the clit up and move it out of the way.
Ralphie,
put the dick in.
Yo, you should know more than anybody that the camera adds 20 pounds to a clit.
To a clit. That's it.
That's the perfect chair for you. It's the best I've ever done. When he says something funny, fucking jackrabbit. Fuck you guys.
Were you fucking her when she was a wrestler, or was it before?
Let's clear the air.
I broke up with my wife. Single. Okay. Pretty broke at the time, actually, too. But I always wanted to have sex with a weightlifter because I just wanted to. And then she came on the show. And I was flirting with her because I always flirt with chicks on the show because I find it lets their guard down and I can get in there a little much. And then she kind of went for it a little bit and said, hey, you want to go on a date? And I was like, yeah, because I thought that would be good radio too. And then I went to dinner with her and then I took her and she tried to take me home. And then I went, long story, but I went home with her and then,
You fucked her.
Fuck yeah, of course I did. I'm single. I fuck anybody. She was a big mother. I was like, I wonder if she's as strong as I am.
I heard it was great.
Was it good? Yeah, it was alright. But then later, did she have strong pussy? She didn't have, see that, because it wasn't, there wasn't like,
Did she have like a dent grip giner?
Yeah.
I mean, did the fucking giner get you to...
I was on top of her, and there was no dick resting on my dick. Why would I lie? I just brought up I had sex with China. My wife's probably listening. I hate reliving this story because I know she hates it. But I mean, when she was on top of me, and I had my my arms around her back, I was like,
it was like I was full melted.
It got creepy because she has lats.
Lats like me. Yeah. She has lats like me. She can do a pull up. She can do a pull up.
I felt like I was trying to get up with Mayhem on me.
I really go here, guys. Gentlemen. What'd you do? I got no place to go.
But then it got bad. 4 o'clock in the morning, she was up taking a piss, and then she's trying to do.
Yeah, I know. She
had to get her assistant to give her more Ambien or something, and she was talking to me about how she wanted to do it again, and she was singing that Britney Spears song.
Oh my God!
Give me more. And they kept like bumping on me or whatever, and I was like trying to pretend that I was still asleep because it had already gone weird by then. She was already sort of like getting way too into it, and I felt bad because I was just trying to do. You got to look at it. I never had sex with anybody that muscly before, so I just wanted to do that. And then she was falling in love with me, and I could tell that everybody she hangs out with is full of shit. Nobody fucking really likes her. They're all hanging out trying to get a piece. And she's desperately trying to hang on to something that isn't there anymore. She's losing the fame or whatever. It was a fucking sad story. And I was like a guy that was going to go out with her and make things all right. And I could see it in her face. And I was like, wow, now I'm just a fucking asshole because I thought we were going to mutually fuck and then that was going to be it.
Yeah.
But she hadn't fucked anybody for a long time and she was really into being into a relationship and stuff, and then I had to leave, and she was on the interview. She was doing an interview for a magazine. She was nude following me, and she chased me down the corridor, and she was naked down the corridor in an apartment building trying to find me. And I was in the elevator trying to make the door shut, and she was coming to the. She almost got in the elevator with me. The door shut before
she
got there.
She ripped that fucking door open.
She wasn't even
that
strong.
Don't make me angry.
She wasn't even that strong.
I know. Come on.
She's not even that strong. No. She's got lats. She's not even that strong.
He's talking about on the man scale. Yeah.
Like mayhem. Like when I'm rolling with mayhem, I can feel a lot more power. China looked like I could have submitted her at any second. Turns out I did.
Well, thanks for taking that nice turn, Ralphie. Yeah.
Man,
I thought you were cool.
Man, I had no idea.
Ethan.
Whatever. I never heard that story, so I'm glad I did.
Apart from my wife, I have no regret about that at all. I think she was a nice person and it was a fun night. But I just don't because everybody thinks that it's, I fucked a dude and it makes my wife feel bad. That's my only regret that wife
I just think that she's got a monster clit. She's got a monster clit.
I've
ran into some monster clit.
And I was so
like
too.
Pinkies, really? Like pinkies. Like I'm like,
no,
whoa!
This is way bigger than a pinky.
That's not
the thumb.
It's not. There's no way. There's no way. I'm like, my wife could be listening, but I've had an angle where there's no way that was there.
He was there, Ralph.
No thumb.
Man, my dick was in it.
You were there. I just
Ethan, you are the last caller for Ralphie May.
Oh, sweet. That was nice. Let me change the subject a little bit.
Thank you, Ethan.
Ralphie May, I saw you a few weeks ago in Lubbock, and I just wanted to know if you'd tell Ellis a story about petting the drug dog in Guam.
You patted a drug dog in Guam?
Yeah, this happened like 2 months ago. Not even, like 6 weeks ago. I was in Guam, and I took out of my bag before I left L.A. about 3.5 ounces of weed, an ounce of keef, and 20 grams of hash. That's what I took out of my bag.
Man, you're a huge pothead.
Goddamn, son. Yeah. I'm going to party at your house.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's a massive amount of marijuana.
Right, massive amount. And I fucked up and didn't get to the bottom of my bag, okay? And I had 14 grams that was given to me by Snoop that said...
Oh, you bastard!
No, it was written on, to Ralphie, my nigga Snoop.
I'd still smoke it, I wouldn't keep it.
And I didn't know I had it on me.
Oh, and you lost the weed as well!
Yeah, I lost the weed as well.
Snoop Dogg's weed!
Collectible.
I know. I got a... I got a $100 fine. This is a quick story, or very quick. But my wife was at the bottom of the escalator, and she knows I'm a big stoner. She's like, "You don't have anything on you, do you?"
Yeah.
And I go, "No, I took it out. I took everything out of my bag." She goes, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "I'm positive."
Idiot.
She goes, "Because there's dogs everywhere." I walked out of my way about 30 feet to go pet a dog, and the dog sits down, and it's a drug dog. And when it sits down, it means we've got drugs.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, and I petted it, thinking this dog wants me to pet it because, you know, it's sitting down around me.
He's cuddling with a drug dog.
So, and the handler knows it, and the dog looks back at the handler like, "Is this a fucking test? Are you bullshitting me? Did this really fucking happen?" And it ended up they strip searched me, and they listen to this. I go. Well, let me apologize for what y'all are about to endure. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. You should really talk to you and your rep about getting you some, you know, post traumatic stress disorder, you know, time off. But they were saying thanks to me, and they're like, "Hey, follow all my instructions. Exactly, and don't make any sudden moves." And I'm like, I started giggling because I haven't made a sudden move since 91.
Yeah, yeah.
I slipped on the ice in Toronto. Fuck, that was the last time I made a sudden move.
Yeah.
All right, and I went through this whole thing, and it was fucking, I mean, the guy when he was trip searching me, he was checking my balls for an inordinately long time. Like, if you had to check a guy's balls for drugs or paraphernalia, how long do you think that would take you, dude?
Oh, 2 seconds.
One, two.
What do you mean? We're checking with a gloved hand or your mouth?
No, gloved hand.
Oh, okay.
Gloved hand.
I'd say four seconds.
I'm not looking at the balls.
Sure.
I'm looking under the balls.
From behind. Yeah. Okay. All right. It was easily 45 seconds. He was rolling them like...
That's a fucking goddamn line.
He was
45 seconds.
45 seconds, homie.
That is so long, it's ridiculous.
That's exactly what I said, that it was ridiculous, okay? But he was rolling them like he was, like, judging tomatoes in the fair.
Yeah.
Okay?
And then
while he had my balls in his hand, he goes, "Man, I really love you on Comedy Central."
Oh.
And what do you say to that? You don't go, thanks for the support.
Yeah,
you know, I just go, "I bet you never thought you'd have my ball sack in your hand."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Touche."
Yeah.
All right. And then it ended up, you know, it could have been really bad because I transported an illegal narcotic through 3 federal facilities, LAX, Hawaii, and Guam. Okay. All right, and then I did it twice by transporting illegal narcotics by airplane. These are each 1 to 3 years per with a $5,000 fine. So it could have been, I could have got, you know, 15 years and $25,000 fine. All right, and they said, "We're just going to write you up for possession of marijuana less than an ounce for $100 because in all our collective years of stopping and being customs agents here on the island of Guam, you're the first guy that we've ever busted that walked up to the dog and petted it."
Yeah.
"So we really don't think you meant to bring it."
Yeah.
No. I didn't mean to bring it.
No, nobody's...
I've been told by the promoter that they had great weed in Guam, and I didn't need to bring it.
Yeah, but it's not Snoop Dogg's weed.
But they were like, "Dude, this is great weed."
Oh, yeah. No, because I know he only smokes one thing.
I know.
Awesome. So do you still talk to Snoop?
I talk to him every now and then.
Did you tell him about the weed?
I did not.
Why would you not do that? Because do you know who Matt Hoffman is?
No.
He's a professional BMX rider. He's probably the greatest American of all time.
Okay.
He invented a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
He gave me a BMX and signed it. And then when I was walking back up the street, when I used to live just down the street, dudes put, gangbangers put guns in my head and stole my bike and my jacket and my phone. And then I told the story to Tony Hawk, who's another skateboard dude, Hoffman.
Yeah,
and then Matt Hoffman found out and then gave me another bike signed with a video of him slamming on it. Said, this is the hardest slam I've ever taken, and got up and walked away on this bike. So don't try not to lose this one, like sign on the frame or whatever. So I ended up getting an even better bike because he found out that I got robbed. Your story... just as good. I believe you could get an even better bag of weed.
I think you can get a kilo out of
it. And then when you get that weed, you should come over here and we'll do a show on Snoop's weed.
You know what?
Just because I want a story to tell about how I smoke Snoop Dogg's weed.
Yeah, that's a story for
the Fuck you, Ralphie. I don't really care. I just want to.
He's actually licensed it. He's actually licensed his own brand of weed. And there's one place in Hollywood that sells it.
What?
Kushmart. Matt's Kushmart up on... I don't know the name of the street.
We'll Google.
Google Kushmart, and they sell Snoop Dogg OG.
Speaking of promos, improv.com to get tickets for Ralphie May, Bray Improv. Wow. The Bray Improv, Thursday through Sunday, this week.
Yes, this week.
You will be there all the time, every night.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody can go and see Ralphie May.
Yes, if you can get
to. If you don't go, you're a fucking idiot.
I'll make you laugh hard.
I've heard it on Raw Dog. He's not lying. Thanks for being on the show. You're a fucking champion.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, bro.
Any other time, please come in. I really like you. You're awesome.
Thank you, man.